Welcome back to Chapter 9 as we now continue on in our focus on Christian beliefs. In Chapter 9, we're going to ask and answer the question, who is Christ? This is arguably, again, one of the most important truths that all Christians need to know and understand. To understand Christianity, we must understand the Christ of Christianity. So let's take a look at what Grudem has shared with us. To open up the chapter, we're told that in the person of Jesus, God physically entered the world. That's what we need to understand. When we say Christ, we're talking about God. Jesus is God. That in Jesus the Christ, God has entered and come to the earth. In Jesus, God is both man and God in one. God became man in Jesus. Jesus Christ was and forever will be fully God and fully man in one person. This is what makes him the unique God-man. Let's first take a look at Jesus the man, fully man. Grudem says, Jesus was conceived in the womb of his mother by a miraculous work of the Holy Spirit. That's Matthew 1:18. Jesus was born of a human mother. His ordinary human birth affirms his humanity. Don't miss that. Again, it's critical that we see the both and of Jesus as the God-man. We see this throughout Scripture, and in every way and in every respect, Jesus's body was like ours. His humanness was fully human. Jesus rose from the dead in a physical human body that was no longer subject to weakness, disease, or death. That's Luke 24:39. Again, God's word, see the fullness of the humanity of Christ. Jesus continues to reside in this perfect but human body in heaven. Now think about that for a minute, because again, it gives you a picture of Jesus that goes far beyond the human historical thought process, but we must see him as both the divine and the human and the divine. Jesus's mind was like ours as well. He went through a learning process as other children do, Luke 2:52. Like a normal child, he learned how to do things such as talk, read, write, eat, etc. Again, he's fully human. In his human nature, he did not know the day that he would return to earth. But concerning that day, here's Mark 13:32, but concerning that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Now, in this humanity, in the humanness of Christ, the God-man, we're told that Jesus felt the full range of our human emotions. Here's just a few examples. Matthew 8:10, Jesus marveled. John 11:35, Jesus wept. Hebrews 5:7, Jesus actually prayed with loud cries and tears. Imagine, he had that sense of anguish that he prayed with loud cries and tears. Matthew 26:38, he was sorrowful. John 12:27, he was troubled. See again the full humanness of Christ. Jesus was like us in every respect except for one. He never sinned. He lived the perfect life. He who knew no sin, that's 2 Corinthians 5:21. Jesus committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth, 1 Peter 2:22. In him there is no sin, 1 John 3:5. Jesus is one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin, Hebrews 4:15. Jesus had to be fully human in order to serve as our perfectly obedient representative. If he wasn't human, he couldn't represent humanity. Romans 5:19 tells us that if Jesus wasn't fully human, his obedience in our place would be meaningless. You see, you've got to embrace and truly stand on the humanness of Christ. in the same way that we stand on the divinity, the truly God aspect of Christ. Jesus's humanity allows him to serve as the, quote, one mediator between God and men, 1 Timothy 2:5. That's because he's both the man and the God, Christ. Now let's take a look at the deity of Jesus. He's fully God as well. His virgin birth was a supernatural work of God. It's what attests to his supernatural deity. The Bible clearly says that Jesus is fully God, so you don't have to only infer it, but the Bible speaks very clearly here. Look at Colossians 2:9, for example. In him, the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily. Again, this is God's word telling us about the God of the word. His name is Jesus. When Jesus's contemporaries called him Lord, they were employing a term that was used over 6,000 times in the Greek translation of the Old Testament. And that word referred to God, Lord God. When angels announced Jesus' birth in Luke 2:11, they were saying that the Lord God himself was being born. The angels testified. Jesus responded and he said, "Before Abraham, I am." That's John 8:57 and 58. Jesus himself called himself God. The people that Jesus spoke to and those that he was being confronted by, they understood that Jesus was claiming the same title that God had claimed for himself in Exodus 3:14. Jesus was saying, "I am who I am." Jesus was saying, "I am God." Now in Revelation 22:13, Jesus says, quote, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." I want you to think about this. God the Father says, "I am the Alpha and the Omega," says the Lord God, "who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty." Again, this is Revelation 1:8. Friend, I pray that whether you're listening to the New Testament or the Old, for example, Isaiah affirms Jesus as the King who reigns forever in Isaiah 9:7. So whether you're listening to the New Testament or the Old, you need to understand the biblical Christ. Jesus is Lord. He is uniquely God, uniquely man. He is uniquely Lord. He is our God. Paul said Jesus is worthy of our worship, Philippians 2:9-11. God the Father says, "Let all God's angels worship him." That's Hebrews 1:6. You see, the Bible is clear. Jesus is uniquely the Christ. He is the God-man. Now, when you see this in Christ, you come to understand, to a certain degree, his holiness, his uniqueness. He is the one and only God-man. Let me share with you what Grudem shares with us to close out this chapter. He says, quote, "The eternal Son of God took to himself a truly human nature. His divine and human natures are forever distinct and retains their own properties even though they are eternally and inseparably united together in one person." Grudem goes on to say that to understand the Christ, the unique God-man, is to see, if not fully understand, perhaps arguably the greatest miracle that is revealed in all of Scripture. Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is Lord. Amen and amen.